As mentioned, back-to-back episode because the other one was getting too long and I wasn't going anywhere, but I did do something before that episode, like 20 minutes early or something. I have a unique name, my birth name. I never came across people who have names spelled like that, especially my middle name. I mean, maybe 100,000 is one, and Facebook proved it because I googled, not my name, but I googled that middle name and surname from my original birth cert, of course. And not many results came out, I swear. And one came out, and he is from the same hometown, the alleged hometown that my parents, birth parents, are allegedly from. And maybe it's my mind fucking around with me, but I looked at his face and I'm like, fuck, I don't look like him. He doesn't look like me, but my son looks like him. There's a saying that says that the nephews and the uncles, they share some sort of resemblance. I'm whatever. And I saw his photo and I'm like, can't be. And long story short, I was texting that friend back and forth, the one who didn't understand, that told me I had a great family, as in my adoptive family. So I was texting her back and forth, and she mentioned that my son doesn't look like him, so anyway. But that name, that surname, that middle name, his ears and his nose, I have that nose, just not the eyes. I mean, I don't have a fucking identical twin, but I do know that I have siblings. That fucking nose, that those ears, and his lips. It's uncanny. And I did a stupid thing. I sent him a message on Messenger and I asked him if his mom's name was so and so. And sorry for a random message, and I'm just trying to use Facebook to track something down, and sorry to interrupt, and thank you very much. Something like that. He hasn't responded. I don't think he uses Messenger as much, but I had to. It was an impulsive move, and I asked him, and I don't know. The answer is either a yes, a no, or who are you, or why? There's not many probabilities over there, is there? So I'm not anxious about his answers. What's his answer gonna be? As in, I'm actually quite okay with that. I think I'm numb. That's what I did. Maybe he's my older brother from the same set of parents. Maybe he's not. Either way, I proved to myself that I'm not afraid to ask strangers weird questions. And to be honest, I haven't thought about what if the answer is yes, that's his mom's name. I don't even know if he's gonna answer me with yes, but she's deceased or something. I'm not prepared for anything, to be honest. I don't know how this podcast is gonna help me, but fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck me, what have I gotten myself into, kind of fuck. What would you do if you find out that your mother, your birth mother, is dead? I don't know. I think I might ask him more questions, like when, how, before he could ask me other questions, like who the fuck are you and why are you asking? Now, that's another fucked up part I have to deal with. If he doesn't answer about the mother's name. But it's a straightforward answer. Straightforward Q&A. Because I said, is this your mom's name? And if it's not, I'm sorry for intruding. Thank you very much. So if it's not, then he'll let me go. If it is, then he might. He will. You know, my grandma once told me that they gave me away because they didn't want a girl. I believe her, even now. Because my grandmother, she ain't got nothing to gain by lying to me. She was very old when she told me. And honestly, it did sting. It still stings, but there is something to balance it off. Because my parents, they wanted a girl. They had two boys and they wanted a girl. They wanted more children, but they couldn't have. And then I came along and they snapped me up. I'm daddy's girl. Okay, fuck, I'm not gonna get emotional again, I'm so tired. But yeah, my grandmother told me that. And I do want to know the truth. I don't know why I do this to myself. It's not just me. I'm pretty sure people do that. If they were in my shoes, like, you want to know. I want to know. I mean, I'm not born in India where, let's not go there, but it's not just India who favors boys over girls. I want to know from her Why? There's nothing that could be changed, but I want to know why. The truth does matter to some people, you know. I hate the generalization of bullshit. You know, things like, the truth doesn't matter. The truth might be altered because it's human error. Oh, sorry, not human error, but it's the truth may or can be altered. Altered, sorry, fuck me. The truth may or can be altered because it comes from another human being, and humans E-R-R. Or simply humans are assholes. We tweak and twist and turn truth into lies, or turn lies into truth. Oh, fuck me, what the fuck am I talking about? I should stop. But yeah, I don't know. If he responds, good. If he doesn't, then fine. I'll be back. I'll be back with another episode on whether that guy I randomly found on Facebook through his first and middle names. Oh, fuck. Middle and last name. And the fact that my son looks a lot, not a lot, looks a little like him. I'll be back. I might be fucked, but I'll be back. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and as always, nobody writes me. I would love to hear another human being. Why are you listening to my podcast and not talking to me? But it's okay, I understand. I really do. You're welcome to email me. AdoptionAnonymous@gmail.com. Literal spelling. No space, no dots. No weird punctuations or stupid letterings and shit like that. It's just AdoptionAnonymous@gmail.com. Thank you and good night. No background music, I can't be fucked.